Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And He loves you. Gold to go through a transformation,
a lot of times brought on by heat to turn it from a solid to a liquid.
Right.
So the impurities would come off the top and they call it dross and be skimmed off.
Right.
But it seems like we want to hold on to the old.
Right.
You know, we want to be gold with the impurities, but we want to be Christian
right.
and still have the world in
right.
us.
Right. Amen. That's very true. In fact, when I was studying this, I found it very interesting how when Jesus was talking about this, that in a way he was indirectly referring to the Pharisees, because
mm-hmm.
outwardly they were saying all the right
that's
things,
right.
all the according to the written word, this, but how they live their lives, and inwardly
mm-hmm.
was something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not going.
Yeah, and there's so many that think, you know, because they come to church every Sunday,
right.
Dr.
Mm-hmm.
G.
You're right, and, you know, they don't realize it's more to it than just coming to church, and you give a little bit of money, everything involved that Christ taught, how do we pick and choose what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be totally, overly committed.
And you look at that verse 8, Matthew 5th chapter, verse 8, said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Yeah.
And see, you know, it's so subtle there, but it's plain. It's that if you want to be in the presence of God,
right.
if you want to be seen and be seen of God,
mm-hmm.
you got to have your heart fixed.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And when you have your heart fixed, that means that you have been converted, that you live for God now.
Right.
You're not going to the things of the world and
mm-hmm.
the things of God at the
mm-hmm.
same time. What happens is you begin to start having yourself transformed. It said, be not conformed to this mortal world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Right.
And so what happens, there becomes a transformation or a sanctification
mm-hmm.
process, so that you are now pure or righteous in the sight of God.
Right.
And I think that's what the free world or the free country of the United States, I think a lot of times we take it for granted that God is not pleased with some of the stuff we think we can do and say.
Right,
yeah.
Especially when we're hypocritical.
Mm-hmm.
When it's like, okay, yeah, when we're in church, we're one way.
Uh-oh.
We love you, Lord. We're going to praise you, Lord. But then we don't even think about him again until we come back on Sunday.
Yeah.
And when it says see God, it doesn't mean that we have to die to see God. You can see.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a heart,
mm-hmm.
you're so connected to him that you can just see his work.
Amen.
You can see him in the midst of trouble.
Amen.
Because your heart is up and you're right with him. So he gives you and lets you know, I'm going to give you peace through this situation.
Amen. And it comes from spending time with God.
Amen.
You got to develop a personal relationship
yeah.
with God.
Yeah.
You have to know him for yourself. You have to know his voice like you only know it.
That's right.
So
yeah.
like when you were a kid and you might have got sidetracked from your mom
mm-hmm.
or your dad, but you can know their voice.
Right.
Even in the midst of the crowd. I know my kids, it could be 100 people in the room. When they hear my wife cackle, they'll know that's her over there. And that's the way people are with,
yeah.
with their loved ones.
Yeah.
They,
yeah.
There's something about it that mm-hmm. they know because they spent time with Dr. G and my meddling.
Mm-hmm. Go
they,
ahead,
they
meddle.
They spent time
Amen.
With their loved ones.
Mm-hmm. Spending time.
Yeah. They developed relationship with their loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
You remember how it was? I remember you and Dr. G when y'all got together.
Come on.
Y'all used to.
Yeah,
you know, get on their phone and talk and everything, you know. Spend time.
Amen.
Feeling loose. Amen. I want to spend the rest of my life. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I remember mom, she used to give me that phone bill when I used to call Miss T.
Yeah.
Amen. Aquaquan. Yeah. Here's your long distance phone bill.
That's right.
I talk that long.
Then you said, baby, I can't talk to him. I don't want to talk to him. Nothing more.
But you develop that relationship. Or that relationship where we begin to start taking on the form and the mind of God, and he begins to start transforming us. We have to. Let's go to that Romans 12 and look at that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a word in there.
Mm.
called sacrifice.
Amen. Yes.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, you can't do it when you did. If you go to Romans 12 and you look at that in verse 12:1, he said, I beseech you. In other words, Paul, he's begging you. Therefore, by the mercy of God, in other words, because of what God has done and how good he's been to you, that you present your bodies a what? Living sacrifice. And he said he wants you to be what? Holy, acceptable unto God.
I mean, your heart has to be
right. Your heart got to be right. And then everybody wants to cry and say, that's too hard. He says, which is your reasonable service. In other words, God says, stop crying and suck it up.
Amen.
Dr. G.
Amen. You're right. And, you know, we forget that whole thing. And what I love about Romans is that part in there where it talks about being not conformed, but
that's true, yeah.
And we have that transformation is a constant daily thing. It's not just a one-time thing.
Right, right.
Because if you're not being transformed every day, you'll fall back into those old habits.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy was right there to pick back up on you and carry you the rest of the way.
So why does he talk about the world like that?
Mm-hmm.
In Romans 12, verse 2, he says, and be not conformed to this world.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we want to go back into the world? Why do we still want to continue to look like the world?
Because that's what's familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, Pastor and I were just talking about that in the car, about how that is what's familiar. We were actually talking about Moses and the Israelites.
Yeah.
And how, you know, the Lord had delivered them out of Egypt, but when he went up to the mountain and it took long to come back down, they built a sacred calf.
Yeah, I'm a god.
Right, built them a god, which was in the form image of a calf
mm-hmm.
of gold,
mm-hmm.
which represented the god that the Egyptians used,
right.
where God just delivered them.
Right.
They fell back to what was familiar instead of trusting and believing in the Lord.
Yeah, and so that whole transformation with the renewing of your mind, see that mind gets in the way of the heart. Uh-oh.
Mm.
The mind gets—it's like it like filters.
Mm-hmm.
So the heart can't get right until you get your mind right.
Right.
So the word has to hit your mind and then allow it to work on your heart or your soul to get it right. But the mind has a way of rationalizing.
Go ahead.
You know what rationalizing means?
Amen.
Rationalizing means the mind has a way of.
Yeah.
Making things that are wrong right.
Right.
Amen.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
So pretty much that's what the mind will do. But that's why you have to transform your mind into the mind of Christ to say, no, that's wrong. It's always going to be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's never going to be right.
Amen.
And another way for rationalizing is just making excuses.
Making excuses.
That's all it is. It's to just make an excuse to justify why you're not doing right.
Mm-hmm. Right. And what happens is then that blocks the way of getting the pure heart, getting you into the right relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing what we have to do is, you know, we have to daily take that old junk in our mind and replace it with the new stuff. And if we miss a day, we're right back where we started from.
Mm-hmm. Why you have to constantly renew it, do an upgrade every single day.
Right, you have to put that reset every day because what happens is we are in the world but we're not of the world.
Right.
And because we have these memories, these minds take you back to something 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. It sure will.
How I got it with me?
Familiar. What's
let somebody put on an old Michael Jackson song and watch you know every word of it.
Come on.
And every move.
Come on.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Just to put a little bit of anybody's song that you knew.
Just going Wegman.
Yes.
They start playing the 80s and good.
Amen.
And you'll be.
Next thing you know, you're pushing the cart and
you be. Little Temptation.
All right.
And where did it come from? It's there. It's familiar.
Yes.
But that's how familiar we should be with God.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So when something happens, the word of God can come up in us.
Right.
God said no, this.
Yes.
Even though Timmy said this. God.
And we deny that flesh. It's about the familiar of the spirit versus what's familiar in the flesh.
Right.
And what's familiar in the spirit should come up and overcome what's familiar in the flesh.
Yeah. And that's the way we have to know we have to operate in the world, because we can swing both ways.
Yes.
Come on.
Amen. I was talking to Dr. Lee today, don't think that you have got it all together and it ain't going to happen to you.
No,
yeah.
Absolutely.
The enemy will have you out there strung out looking like a fool.
And that's what he's doing. He's waiting to do that. That's why you have to renew it, because he renews his strategy every day.
Yeah. Has anybody ever, next thing you know, you looking like a fool? You done cussed somebody out.
Come on.
You done did something in front of your kids.
It feel bad.
And you're like, oh, my gosh, how did that go that far?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mean it. I apologize. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
Go ahead, First Lady.
I'm not bringing it up. No, I'm not bringing it up.
Is there something
anyway,
that you know?
No, there's nothing you can know. Keep it going.
Really? Why do I detect the
Okay, let's talk about the future. You're going to make me tell. Well, what happened was my husband, he asked me, what did I want for dinner? And I had a choice between pork chops or ground beef over rice.
Mm-hmm.
I told him pork chops. But then he goes and asks, Justice says, ground beef and rice. So I'm like, first of all, like, why are you asking her if you just asked me? I'm his wife.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't say anything.
Right.
So he was sitting there watching Family TV. And so I couldn't tell what he had made.
Right.
So I looked over and I said, so what did you end up making for dinner? Because I never said to him my thought process of why he asked Jessica after asking me.
Right.
And he said, the ground beef and rice.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, ground beef, I'm your wife. When she's 18, she's going to be out of here. I'm going to be here forever. And you know what? Because you chose her over me, then I'm just not eating it. And I went through this whole big dissertation.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, psych.
He was all caught up.
He's like, I made pork chops. But he, and then I was mad at him because he let me, well, I wasn't really mad, but I was like, well, why did you let me go through that? But I, like you said, I had to go back because I went off on the deep end and said, well, I'm sorry, but I had to put that butt in there.
Mm-hmm.
But had you not made it seem like you chose over me, I wouldn't have said all that and said I wasn't going to eat it.
That's their rational mind.
You see how your mind
tried to rationalize it
was
okay for you
hungry.
To do that? Yeah, I'm not going to eat.
I'm not eating it.
So now.
I slid all the way to the other end of the couch.
Yeah, I bet you did.
And he sat there and watched me. So he had to apologize, too, because he let me, instead of just responding truthfully.
Mm-hmm.
So we both ended up. Well, we ended up laughing about it.
Right, right. How would the poor girl?
Oh, she sucked that bone dry.
Anyway.
But that just goes to show you.
But yeah,
you can just go there
just
like that
all the way, and then I was gonna, as hungry as I was,
you're gonna starve, and then lie to me I'm fasting. but this is why we need to stay in tune with the Word of God,
right?
And to realize, don't get so mad at somebody else,
right?
Because we're just as bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get mad at somebody else so mad and hold it like you in jail, you punished forever.
Mm-hmm.
Because sooner or later, you're going to draw that same card and act the same or worse.
All right. Amen.
Am I right?
Amen. Uh-huh.
And then you're going to want mercy.
Mm.
Well, I only said it because I was feeling this way. Amen. Am I right?
Uh-huh.
Hey.
But we get so angry at people. Amen. You know you should have never did that.
Amen.
I'm your wife. She's going to be 18. She's going to be gone. You should give me that daggone push off.
It was the principle.
It was the principle.
I ain't eating nothing. Just give her to give it to her. Need to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Thank God that I got a choice.
Right.
Amen.
That I can eat reef over rice and the pork chop. So I'm blessed. I got a daughter that's here, and you know, we got a whole lot going on.
Or it's just food, and
yeah.
You know, and I better be happy because that's all I'm getting before it hits.
There you go. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So see how the Bible it plays into you, and it just starts. But if you didn't understand that, you guys would probably be at each other's throat.
Amen.
Right.
We wouldn't be here.
I'd be
getting ready to sleep in the mm-hmm. other room.
It would have been his fault, though, for
lying. Oh, yeah, we know
one,
that.
For asking her, and two,
mm-hmm.
for lying
mm-hmm.
about
it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He has to take responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's teasing me like he's a big brother.
Right. So that brings us to verse 9.
Uh-oh.
Blessed are the what? Peacemakers. Now, we can go a long way with here. If anybody is married... Has anybody been married for longer than a week?
Mm. Amen.
You need to know, you need to learn how to be a what? Peacemaker.
That's why we smiling now and laughing about it.
Amen. Because yeah. they shall be called the what? Children of God. In other words, you learned how to create and act and develop peace.
Amen.
Like God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because it takes a godly person
yeah.
to listen to some crap.
Amen.
And still.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's true.
Keep
That's
peace.
True.
I'm going to say that again.
Amen.
I know what I mean by crap.
Oh, yeah.
Because folk can bring crap in your life.
Yeah.
Amen.
Unnecessary.
Unnecessary piles of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you learn how to be a child of God, you
All
can
right.
still smile,
Amen.
And you still can love them
mm-hmm.
in spite of them,
uh-huh.
and keep the peace. Do I got a witness
Amen.
In here today?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 You got to have some God in you.
Amen.
Amen.
When they
Amen.
Drop their stuff on your doorstep.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Huh? And stir it up and make it stink.
That's All right.
right.
Amen.
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 And you're supposed to like it.
Come yeah. on now.
Yes, yes. Let me say blessed.
Come on.
Happy is the peacemaker.
It's the peacemaker.
Huh? Can I share this?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
When I was growing up and living with my parents, I never could figure out. I would watch my mom go off on a tangent.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad would always just sit there and take it.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet. And I never understood until after I got married in Christ. And I said, now I get it.
I'm bad.
But growing up, I used to say something wrong with him.
What's wrong with
if
you?
If that had been me, I'd pop.
Man, why can't you can't sit there and take that like that?
Something to her. But it's easy, and you know, and the thing is, when you're keeping the peace,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't hurt anything
mm-hmm.
except your ego.
Mm-hmm. True.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
So I just watched him. He just kept let him go off,
mm-hmm.
knowing that if he had stayed into it,
it would have created
it
a storm.
Created even more.
A storm.
That's right. That's right.
I learned that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It took him a minute, trust me.
Whatever.
Really? Don't let him. Don't y'all think he rolled up
Lay
like
down.
That. And he
My
was
burden.
No. Say amen, somebody.
All right now.
Come on now.
All right now. That's that being renewed.
Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Transforming. Amen. By the renewing
of
your
mind.
Amen.
Exactly.
To realize it's better to keep the peace
Amen.
Than to stir up the storm.
Amen.
Amen. A lot of people hadn't learned that yet.
No, they're still feeding the fire.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some folks get into drama and love drama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You ever seen folks that love drama?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my, God. Mm-mm. You look at the call ID and say, oh, no, no. Not today. Not this drama.
I didn't.
but when you realize peace is so much better,
yes.
It's priceless.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, it is.
And God says, my peace I leave you.
Mm-hmm.
Not as the world.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
And when you have the peace of God, you got the Holy Spirit, and it can take care of those feelings. Anybody ever get any feelings?
Oh, yeah.
See, your mind will let you get in your feelings.
Yes, all right. Yes,
it'll be telling you, you don't deserve that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
After all you've done for him.
Yes. Amen.
After everything you've given.
Yes.
Come on.
After all the sweat. Is you done?
Yeah.
How dare they say that and do that to you?
Right.
Right.
Right. It will.
And them feelings.
And then start festering and festering. And then for what? What is it going to accomplish you to get all upset and go off like that?
Amen.
Nothing. It's just going to make you feel bad, and the situation is going to stay the same. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times they go on about their business.
Exactly. They just walked on down the street and hadn't thought about
you. You starving? Ain't eating no pork chops. They eating. This stuff is good. Look at everything. You starving like Marvin. Then we got second. You ain't want this? Okay. I'm going to take this for lunch with me tomorrow.
Say, so Jess wasn't good.
Oh, Jesus.
Your girlfriend would have been smacked
in the cross.
So my mommy is good.
See, I was the peacemaker in that when he said sight, I did apologize instead of going, you know, there was a time I would have said, well, that's beside the point. You never should have thought that anyway and taken it way back to when he initially asked her and still defeated the point because of ego.
Mm-hmm.
But because I've been transformed, I'm like, okay, you know, let me acknowledge that.
Yeah.
Even though I'm going to say you shouldn't have been teasing me like that.
Mm-hmm. but it's
in the way.
You know what, you see what I'm saying? It's like the peacemaker stops at that point, recognizes where they're coming from, and doesn't keep taking it out of ego, still hungry.
And again, it's that transformation to get you to that point.
To that point, exactly.
Because like you said, everybody just didn't roll up like that.
No.
Amen.
It's like, I'm going to be right no matter what.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Especially as a pastor. Oh, have mercy. when you pastor, you have to learn to be the peacemaker.
Oh, my goodness.
You got to learn to be the... Anybody out there a pastor, you got to learn to be the peacemaker.
Yeah. Yeah,
and when you want to cuss them, you can't.
Mm-mm.
Oh my God!
You have to bite your tongue. Just sit there and take it.
And then go pray.
And go pray. And let the Lord deal with it.
Right, exactly. Because people think they're right all the time. Look, they think they're right even when they know they're wrong.
Even in the church.
I'm gonna let my mentor talk.
Even in the church.
Yeah.
And then when you've got some that are older than you and they've been in office.
Oh, my goodness.
And you can't tell them anything.
Oh, my goodness.
They think they know everything.
They're right even when they know
they're right. And will quote scripture.
Yes. Out of context. Think they're right even when they know they are wrong.
And
all
you got to keep the peace.
You got to keep the peace. You pull back. You go pray.
Mm-hmm.
And you let the Lord lead you.
Right.
And what happens is then what happens, they'll see that, and then they'll begin to start taking on some of those characteristics also.
Exactly. I mean, you have to recognize that not everyone is strong enough to prevent the devil from using
them. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is Christians will allow the devil to use them. Well, the best way to get the devil to flee is through God's word.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And the best way to present God's word through your actions, not through mouth first. Through your actions, and then that action of resisting, wanting to go battle with the devil, he has to flee, which means they have to either change their heart or they have to move out the way.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I always look at in the Bible, Dr. G. Shua G., is that Moses was a leader. He was a leader, he was a man of God. Mm. And the people would always murmur.
Yeah.
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 Murmur, complain.
No matter how much they were delivered.
Mm. They wanted to go back to Egypt because they had spices there.
Go to bondage.
Mm. Back in bondage.
Mm-hmm.
But Moses allowed that to get to him to a point where he missed his blessing.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Because God said they wanted some water in the desert. And God had did all this stuff for them.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, speak to the rock. And the rock will bring water.
Mm-hmm.
And the folk was murmuring.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he was caught up in his emotions and his feelings.
Yeah.
He said, look what God had done. And it's easy to get to that way as a leader.
Yeah.
Everything I've done for you, or as a parent, everything I've done as a wife, everything I've done for you, or as a husband, everything I've done for you, or as a church member, all the stuff I've given, the blood, the shed, and the tears I've given to the church, and get caught up in that. And miss your blessing because instead of being the peacemaker and doing what God said, God said, speak to the right, he struck the rock. And so he took God's glory.
Amen.
Yeah.
The water came forth, but he took God's glory.
Right.
And because he took God's glory, God didn't allow him to receive the blessings of going into the promised land.
Mm-hmm. And God hoped. No. What happened to him because he did that. And after he did it, he felt bad. But he already did it. Definitely.
Right. And so that's why I'm always saying, and I'll tell people when I get angry at someone, I say, for me that I'll speak to the rock and not strike the rock.
Right. Amen.
Keep
Amen.
The peace and let God get the glory out of speaking God's word to the rock. In other words, whatever your situation, it might be a hard situation, but if you speak to that hard situation with the word of God, the blessings will flow. And God will get the glory.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? That's the whole lesson in is speaking the word of God to that rock situation or that drought situation and allowing God to open it up, let it flow, and let God get the glory just by keeping the peace and knowing that God can handle it better than I can handle it. And so that's what the peace is. They say you'll be the children of God. In other words, now you'll be able to handle stuff like God because you got the peace of God in your life. So now they're showing people that you truly are a child of God because you are keeping the peace. And it's not an easy thing.
No, no.
Especially when the enemy's talking about, you done brought them out of Egypt.
Hello.
You done took them through this.
Amen.
You done took them through that.
Has.
Or you're the wife and you said you done treated him like that. You done gave him 3, 4, 5 children. And you done did this and you've been there
sacrifice.
For him and you done sacrificed. While he was going to school, you put your stuff on the line.
You
put your life on hold. And how dare he come in here and cook her some ground beef. Instead of me, a center cut pork chop.
Okay. Well, what happened was, but I didn't smoke.
Over there, licking his fingers.
You were ready. But you know what? You know, you bring up an interesting thing because the people stand that the leaders are human also.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And just like lay folks, God is still transforming us.
Right.
And it's not just that we have to deal with ourselves or our immediate family. You know, we're responsible for other people as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to, you know, God has to double and triple what that transformation, and you know, we have to contend with it at home, then we got to go to church and contend with it, and then you deal with folks who don't want to be committed, don't want to come to Bible study. They don't want to come. They always got an excuse or they're dragging late. Then when they get there, then they're ready to roll out on the road. I mean, it's a whole lot of different things that the leaders have to contend with. And that's why we have to be focused on Lord, on God. And that's why we've got to be transformed daily.
Right.
And our mates have to be right in line with us.
That's right.
Because what we go through on a daily basis.
Yeah.
It's unbearable. Mm-hmm. Most folk within the church could not deal with
it. Right, and it's just like Moses.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. where you're trying to lead the people and you see them being delivered mm-hmm. out of the various things in their lives, various challenges,
all the blessings.
They have all the blessings. Mm-hmm. How, and then all of a sudden they're not as faithful. And you're like, well, now you're going to go back. But God delivers you, and now you're going back to trust the world
mm-hmm.
and be conformed to the world versus continuing to grow stronger and get closer to the Lord. So you guys as leaders, mm-hmm.
it hurts.
Yeah,
it hurts. Because
yeah.
it's like, I see your destiny. I don't see exactly what your destiny is, but I know what God can do with you. And when you slide back or when you take
mm-hmm.
his blessings
mm-hmm.
for granted, I see that you're going to get hurt again.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurts.
But it hurts because I can't tell you, because then I'm hurting your feelings. But
mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. I'm not trying to be bossy. I'm not trying to control your life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to prevent you pain and anguish.
Exactly.
And then at some point, you're like, well, fine. Go ahead and hit the wall. I don't care.
Right.
You know, but you can't be that.
I know.
Because that's what happened with Moses.
Yeah.
He was like, you know what? I don't care. He's bag on water. Responsibility
mm-hmm.
on him
mm-hmm.
to lead the Israelites. He's like, okay, now you're a non-effective leader, so therefore you cannot make it because you took the focus off of me and onto you.
That's a tough situation, Pastor G.
And here's some more to go with that. and this is why young preachers need to be very sure when they talk about God has called them into the pastorage, don't jump in there unless you know for a fact that that is where the Lord is taking
mm-hmm.
you. Because God calls some for different things, others for other things, but everybody cannot pass.
That's right.
That's true. That's true.
The pastor, you have to take a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to learn how to bite your tongue when you really want to go off and hit somebody.
Or just walk out the door
just
and never come back.
Walk out the door. You know, I mean, when they're slam basing you at a meeting, and you have to just sit there and take it. It's a cool, calm, and collected.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been through that.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to watch my pastor go through that.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't understand that these are supposed to be pressed.
Mm-hmm.
And look what they're doing to the pastor.
Those folks can get ugly.
And then what happens? He puts me over some folks.
But he allows you to see
that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that you would know. But being in the leadership, particularly in the church, is one of the most difficult. I pray for pastors all the time.
Amen.
All the time. You know, people think, oh, it's fame and glory. No. I don't care if it's two people.
Mm-hmm.
Just that awesome responsibility of God's people
right.
and making sure that they do what they need to do to draw closer and be obedient and live right with the Lord, because there is a purpose.
Mm-hmm. And the ultimate thing is that we're going to have to give an account.
Amen.
Right.
That's the ultimate thing.
Amen.
Just like Moses had to give
exactly.
an account.
Right.
Why did you strike that
yeah.
rock instead
yeah.
of speaking the rock?
Yeah.
So you have to understand that there's a higher responsibility.
Yeah.
And you have to really get in that word and learn how to be that peacemaker. All right, we're going to go to the studio audience. And we're going to ask about have you distributed demonstrated yourself as being a child of God by acting like the peacemaker, your peacemaker demonstration.
There's times where I've came up short, and with my wife, she gets too extreme. I don't sit there and take it out and leave.
Man,
go walk. Because I know that I'm not going to be too much of a peacemaker if I stay in that situation.
Keep it real.
Don't tell the truth. So I will just abandon ship at that moment and revisit it at a later date.
Amen. After much prayer.
After much prayer.
Amen. But sometimes my mouth get in the way. I have to say that. And then there's times when I feel like I'm a fight mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to be.
A peacemaker.
Yeah.
But do you understand that God wants you to be the peacemaker?
I understand it.
Okay.
I fully understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But it gets difficult.
Yeah.
It's
The old person.
Yep.
But I just want to keep jumping up.
Mm-hmm.
And the old person means I got to face. So a lot of times I just walk off.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with my husband. I'll just say, all right, I'm going to.
There you go.
Talk a little bit.
Amen. Amen.
Like you're talking to yourself. That's making peace.
I know there have been times that I've tried to be the peacemaker or try to, you know, regardless of what some may think, I've tried to be the peacemaker. But I think the mindset is that, at least from a male perspective, my fellas, I'm sure y'all can understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you try to plan it out and think, how am I going to approach this person? How am I going to approach this situation? It seems like it can never go from point A to point B to point C. Somewhere between your mind and then your mouth coming out of your mouth, somehow it's always perceived like you said something else. It's like, well, why is she reacting that way? Because I could have swore I said this, and then me being of the rational mindset. I mean, one thing I will say is that I do try to keep my emotions in check, so I always try to think rationally, but I know sometimes when you're dealing with the opposite sex,
that's right,
rationale kind of goes out the window. Sometimes.
Keep it real.
Sometimes,
keep it real.
Just
keep
it
real.
Y'all got my back if something goes down back here. But I'm just saying, I think the mindset is that it does take time, but I think we kind of lose sight because it's the level of frustration, especially if it's a reoccurring subject that you kind of always find yourself at odds with, or it's the same thing. You're like, well, I can't come at her, explain it no other way than the other four or five times I've tried to explain it. So I think that's where you kind of, yeah, exactly. So I think that's when you kind of say, you know what, holistically, I'm just going to look at the big picture and realize that it's not worth it.
No.
So I'm not even going to make an attempt.
No.
But see, that's where kind of I go off the deep end, because it's like, I'm a problem solver. That's what I want to do.
That's
what
I'm
paid to
do.
That's my profession. So it's like, I'm just like this. Here's a problem. Here's a solution.
Let's get it done. There you
Let's
go.
Get it done.
Women are not like
that. And that's why I need you guys to kind of help me get
like
through
that.
It, because I'm just like, I'm 34. Y'all a lot older than me, not saying y'all old, but it's like, I don't know, man. Like, it's tough. And y'all telling me stories, and I'm just like, can I get to the point where I'm just at peace with it and can just say, you know what, I can just let it go. You're right. Don't say that. Kind of like what my dad used to do. I'd be like, but I heard what she said, Dad. She's wrong.
Yeah.
Say she was wrong. I was right next to her when she's on the phone with you. And he's just like, all right, you got it. You're right. And she's just going off.
Yeah.
And
make
he's
it
sitting
to
there
tomorrow.
Taking it. That's the level I need to get to and hold on to and obtain. Because as a man, it's tough.
It's
because you want to have resolution. To get to the point where I can say, psych, I got you. You got to go and eat some pork chops. But see, I'm not there yet. I'd have been like, yeah, I didn't fix the pork chop. You going to eat it or not? That's probably what I would have done. Jessica decided what we eat in the night for once. Yes, Jessica picked dinner. That's probably what I would have done. But shame on me, right? But, yeah, I mean, I got a lot to learn, but I'm hearing y'all.
Peacemaker.
I'm taking notes. Be the peacemaker. Exactly.
Amen.
I'm the peacemaker. No, I've come a long way, though. I know that I've challenged others to be peacemakers. But I also am learning. I'm learning from people that have been there and done that. And I know I've come a long way. I exercise that with my children, with my personal life, with my work, with a little bit of everything. So I am getting better. I know that I have ways to go. But
amen. Amen. Anybody else in the studio audience? Peacemaker, my fair lady.
I know for me, I've not always been a peacemaker. I shut down on you a minute, won't talk to you, won't say nothing to you. That's straight up just me. But I have grown in that area.
Amen.
You know, I come back with a little dab in there, then go on my business. That's me.
Like I said, it's a growing process.
It's a growing process. Mm. All right, we're going to go to the phone line, and we're going to ask some folk about, you know, God wants us to be the children of God, and so one of the things he's looking for us to do is to be peacemakers and be happy about being a peacemaker. All right, so we're going to go to the phone line. We call the last four digits of your number. We're going to put you on the air. All right, we're going to go to 1924. 1924, you're on the air.
Hello, everybody. I basically am a peaceful person, so I love peace. So, I don't have the issues that some of you have with husbands and wives and everything. So, I think it may be easier for me to have peace than some of you. There's some of you who are dealing with, you know, husband and wife kind of things. But I personally, I love peace. I have been in a position where there has been chaos breaking out around me, and I don't like that. So I try to keep myself at a place where I'm at peace.
Amen.
All right. Well, thank you for your comment tonight. All right. We're going to go to 3803. Tell us about the peacemaker.
Good evening. For the most part, I think that externally, being outside the house, I'm a peacemaker at all times, in the workplace, with friends, and things like that. I think because it's easier, I think on the outside, people don't challenge you in a way, or not as challenging as maybe your internal world is, say your spouse, your kids, and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit easier to be the peacemaker for me personally on the outside. Now, when you put in the key, turn the door, and step over to the threshold, sometimes that's a different story. But I think that I've grown enough now, and, you know, in the Word and reading different external resources that allow me to see where you may need to deviate and you know, just like Pastor Gregory said, you know, I'll try to say, hey, well, let's take five. This conversation may not be going in the right direction. You take five over here. I'll take five over here. Maybe we just sleep on it and come back and talk about this another day. Because right now we might be hitting each other's buttons. So let's go. Let's talk about something else, and we'll revisit this. And the brother in the audience was talking about the frustration. You know, you have frustration built up when you revisit a situation time and time again. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hearing it from another perspective, I get it. I get it now. I understand it. I thank you for that. But it's all in how we communicate. It's all in how we communicate with one another. It's how we take the time to learn each other, how we take the time to learn each other's buttons and each other's needs. Mm-hmm. I think that is critical. And whether or not the dial gets turned all the way up and you want 1,000, or you can, you know, prevent it from going there or bring it down in a time frame before anyone's feelings get hurt. Because once you take it there and your mouth gets to running and people's feelings get hurt, you can't take it back. Mm-hmm. And you can never take back how you made them feel. And then now you're on the road to recovery and repair. And that's a whole different story, but we'll say that to part two.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your comment tonight. All right. We're going to go to 1741. 1741. Tell us about the peacemaker.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I have not always been at that point for a peacemaker. I try now and pray and ask God to keep my mouth, and I ask the Holy Spirit to put a hardness over my mouth. Sometimes situations come up unexpectedly, and it's hard to take back once you have said, and I know there have been some times where I've said some things that really hurt people, and I regret it, and I couldn't take them back because the damage was already done. So it's very crucial that we do try to sometimes just go in time out and say, okay, let's take a break from this. Ask God, even when you know you're right, and that's a hard thing. When you know you're right and you have to ask God, just close my mouth up. And so it's not always difficult, you know, an easy situation, but it is something that we have to constantly keep praying and asking God to work with us on being that peacemaker.
Amen. Thank you for your comment tonight. All right, we're going to go to 7971. Tell us about the peacemaker.
Well, Pastor, good evening, everybody. I would say in my life I have been a peacemaker because I don't like frustration, arguing, saying things that you shouldn't be saying. In my household, I was definitely a peacemaker because as soon as I opened my mouth, my husband would say, yeah, look at the big-time Christian, look at the big-time Christian. And that was, I'd shut down and walk away, and that would be the end of it. Now, Miss Sheila, I have a...
Yes, ma'am.
I have a problem with the way you dealt with your husband.
No.
That's all I'm going to say to you.
Yes,
never
do that
a thing. And to use your daughter is a no-no. Is a no-no.
That's why I had to repent.
And that is a peace. That's what peacemakers do. That's what Christians do. When we know our children going down the wrong path, correct it. Don't let it happen again. Then you won't have to apologize. And he doing the chicken too?
Yes.
That
and he's going to cook it too?
Yes.
That is not good. And that's why they, all my friends' children, all my relatives, they say, oh, Lord, here come Aunt Vi. Because they know Aunt Vi going to make it right.
Yes,
you should be peaceful and loving all the time.
Yes,
the nurse that came to see me this week, she said, I just love to come to this house. It always smells good and always it's so happy in here. It's so friendly in here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I lived. Not that I'm perfect.
Amen.
I can get downright raunchy if you make me. But I warn you. I will warn you. But basically, I like peace. I like loving people. I love pleasant environments. And even on my job, the young people, my nieces, they tell me all the time, if it wasn't for you, I'd have been lost my job a long time ago. Swallow it, walk away, and then go back to it and address it.
Amen.
Exactly.
Amen.
Well, thank you for your comments tonight.
And your and your correction.
Amen.
Yes.
All right, let's go to 4184. Tell me about the peacemaker.
I think for me in a relationship, I wasn't necessarily not a peacemaker, but like someone said earlier, you know, with my wife, we would get into a disagreement and I'll shut down and not say anything. I could easily do that for days. Like I had no problem not talking. So I wasn't really confrontational, but again, it's not being, that wasn't being a peacemaker because even though I may have knew I was wrong or even if she was wrong, sometimes we have to step up and go forth and, you know, be the first one to say, okay, let's talk about it. But I would just refuse.
Right,
I wouldn't
say
anything at all. And, you know, that just built up more tension and it became like a cycle. So I had to actually learn how to start communicating and talking and saying, okay, if we don't agree on this, you know, let's sit down and talk about it, whatever the case may be. But I had to kind of learn how to express myself, especially in a relationship, because, you know, people say all the time communication is key. And even though we weren't necessarily, you know, fighting or whatever the case may be, or starting, you know, not being a peacemaker, it's just at the same time, if you don't make the effort, if you're not doing something bad, you're not doing something good by not putting the effort to do something good.
Amen. Exactly. Amen. Good way to put it.
Exactly. Well, thank you for your comments tonight. Good stuff tonight. Good stuff tonight. All right, we're going to go to 4626. 4626 about the peacemaker. 4626, you on air? All right, we're going to go down to... 3494. You on air? 3494. They must be listening in. All right. Yeah, we have some good stuff, Sheila G. Tonight, Dr. G.
Mm-hmm.
I was liking what they were saying as far as. Figuring out stuff about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
When we figure stuff out about ourselves and through God learn how to do it his way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you know, if the Bible talks about examining yourself,
mm-hmm.
and again, that falls back over into that word transform,
mm-hmm.
being transformed, conforming to what the Lord says. And every so often, we really need to take a look at self,
mm-hmm.
because none of us really should be in the body of Christ.
Right.
The Bible says there's not righteous, mm-hmm. but one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a daily process that we have to continue to allow the Lord to work on. And no, it doesn't matter how much religion, how much
right.
Christ you got in, you know.
Right.
And then you got to go through all of the, you know, being convicted and
yep.
then convinced, and then you got to suck in that pride.
Yeah, there you saw
and
me.
And then go back and say, I'm sorry. That right there is the hardest thing.
It is.
To admit that I was
wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But only through the power of the Holy Spirit can we do it.
That's right.
So being a peacemaker is not the easiest thing in the world.
Exactly.
But it is possible.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's very true, and the key is to truly look at self and recognize when those buttons are being pushed,
mm-hmm.
and recognize that that is the flesh and not the spirit. So if you know yourself and you're close with the Lord, that little, you know how back in the cartoon you had an angel
mm-hmm.
on one side
mm-hmm.
and the devil on the other,
mm-hmm.
you will lean towards the angel that's on your shoulder, not the devil that's on your shoulder. But that devil will come up sometimes, but again, to recognize it, and go back and apologize and repent. That is the truth.
And, you know, in that Matthew, the 5th chapter, and verse 9, it says, they shall be called the children of God.
Mm.
In other words, when you are able to do that, that's when people can identify. There's
right.
something
different
about her.
About
love,
that person.
Something different about him.
Amen.
They handle this in a way that the world wouldn't have that.
That's right. That's right.
And that will draw people to God and say, how in the world did you do that
mm-hmm.
and sister that and keep peace about you? And it's because you're going to be called a child of God, or that's the way God would handle it. And so this is the challenge for us tonight going into next week is to examine ourselves, and if something comes up, is to challenge ourselves to handle it like we are a child of God.
Amen. Amen.
And our parents used to say, act like you got some good home training.
Yeah. Yeah.
Act like you got some good God training.
Yeah,
amen.
Exactly.
Like a child of God.
Yeah, and you have to get that training every day
mm-hmm.
by the renewing of your mind.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. Anybody else got anything to say on that, Dr.
D? No, it's been good. I'm going to leave my wife alone. I bet you she'll leave whatever's in there. Next time.
My auntie told me to keep the peace.
I know that's right.
Amen.
I know that's right.
At least you've got food.
That's
amen.
Right.
Amen. And he cooking too?
Hello.
Oh.
Amen.
All right. Let's see what we're going to let you pray us out tonight. Amen. Help us, Holy Ghost.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we once again want to come and thank you for your word and allowing us to expound on your word, Lord, and allowing us to know that we can laugh and have joy about what you are trying to teach us. But the key is for us to turn around and apply it in our lives, Lord.
Yeah.
And we've received a lot today from many, many people, Lord. And I pray that we would just take your word, hide it in our house, in our hearts, renew our minds every single day so that we can be more and more like you, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for joining us on the phone, everyone
mm-hmm.
that's here. And I ask that you watch over each and every one of us until we return again.
Yeah, yeah.
In your precious name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. Hopefully we'll see you again on next Thursday night. Ooh, hope y'all.